You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network. Welcome to Prosperity for God's People, brought to you by ChristianTraders.com, the Internet's fastest growing Christian investment community, created just for you, the Christian investor. Everybody's happy. Striving for excellence in Christian talk radio, excellence in the world financial markets, and most of all, excellence in your personal walk with God.
Broadcasting live
from the CFRN studios in beautiful downtown Phoenix, Arizona.
Good afternoon, friends. Today is Thursday, March the 27th. As part of our continuing coverage of Providential Holdings, we have with us today Providential CEO, Mr. Henry Fahman. And we're going to talk about today's press release. Providential Holdings has appointed California-based Urban Arena to design the Feeland .91 landscape project and site plan. Now, these are the same folks who were chosen by Disney to design the House of Tomorrow. Henry, welcome to the show.
Good to be back. Thank you very much, Dwayne. It's always good to be back with our listeners and the financial community who's interested in not only the story of Vietnam, but also what Providential is doing here. Yeah.
You know, one of the things that really jumped out at me in today's press release is that the size of the project, .91, has been increased from when you and I first discussed on this radio program the .91 project. It was 57, 58 acres, but now it's being increased to potentially, what, 250?
Yes, Dwayne. Yeah. Originally, actually, we were allowed to develop about 57 acres, but now we've got more land allocated to us, only about 115 acres, and with some land toward the north of the current allocation allotment, we will have up to 250 acres in total. So the scale of the project has
How did you come to choose Urban Arena for this project?
Well, Urban Arena, actually, our staff, Bobby Sitter, Daniel St. John, and John Williams, and the other people at our office have done a great job in selecting, interviewing, and finding out who would be a great fit for this one. Of course, as you know, Urban Arena, Michael Schrock, is very experienced in not only outdoor landscape, but also indoor design as well. And they are a very talented group. They have great experience, and also the level and the competence of creativity is tremendous. I think we have a great fit here, and I'm so excited about it.
Now, this required a complete redesign of the site because of the increased acreage, correct?
Yes, because initially we only had about 57 acres, so we had fewer lots for the villas, fewer lots for the mansions, and also the size of the boutique hotel. But now we have more land, and in the past we were thinking of having the entrance way with the landmark towers and all that, you know, using the old road. Actually, it was not the old, the road is not old, but I mean it has already been built. So we were thinking of using that road, but now with Mike from Urban Arena coming in, he sees it in a totally new light, and the new conceptual design is just fantastic. And we met with people at the CBI office in the Ho Chi Minh City yesterday, Mark Townsend, the managing director, and also Patty Bond, their senior manager for marketing design, and also a Vietnamese a national, Mr. Min, who is manager for investment and consultancy. And they were delighted to see the new design, because right now we not only utilize or maximize the view from the ocean, the bluff, you know, the curving beach front, but also, you know, the ponds that can be utilized as part of the development of landscape, and that will add to a musical harmony type of design that Mike has come up with. And also the amphitheater, instead of building from construction materials which are conventional, we will probably use what is available on site, you know, so it will add the natural element in there. And also we can even expand by dredging not a river, but a big river, but a stream close to next to our property, and turn it into a marina connecting with the sea. So it's a totally new design compared to the past. It's not total. Thrown away of what we have come up with as the original design, but now it adds a lot more to what we had before, you know.
How soon do you anticipate getting started with the project?
Well, right now we are looking to break ground sometime in late May or early June, and that's our plan at the moment. In fact, I met with Mr. Tan Lee, the vice chairman of the Quang province, who's also responsible for the July Open Economic Zone. I met him yesterday, and also we went over this and agreed upon the timeline to get this started. So we are very, very excited with the new design, and also with the addition of new features that will be made available to optimize this project and add the value, not only for our company, but also for the end users as well. You know, so we look forward to that.
At what point do you anticipate .91 actually generating revenue for Providential?
We believe, as we look at the development timeline right now, it would take us about 12 months, maybe up to 18 months, but after 12 months we should start generating revenue already, or even sooner, because most of the villas and also the estates, mansions and so forth, you know, these can be pre-sold as well, you know, just like what Indochina Land did in central Vietnam, also close to Hội An. They have an estate with 54 homes there. It's called the Montgomery Link, which went to the market like last week, and many of them were sold out already, and most of the buyers are amazingly local Vietnamese residents. It's not the overseas market, you know, and some of the foreigners who wanted to come in and buy these units, yeah, they can no longer have access to them, because it goes very fast. And we believe because we can get this pre-sold, so you know, we can generate the cash flow revenue even sooner. But we want to be very, very conservative when we talk to the market about this. That's why we don't want to give a pitch date yet. You know.
Okay. And is the financing already in place to begin construction?
We have been in discussion with several major investor groups, both in New York and the Gulf and in Asia as well, and even in the United States. So things are coming together quite nicely, and we believe everything will be according to plan.
Now, as always, when we speak, Providential has so much going on, it's hard to touch on everything. What else would you like to bring our listeners up to date on today?
We have a lot going on indeed. As our investors, our shareholders, and listeners may have noticed, we have the merger and acquisition advisory activity in Vietnam, helping to take Vietnamese companies public in the U.S., and recently we signed an agreement with the ATI group, which involves nuclear energy, oil and gas, and also real estate development. And on that front, things going very well, and we have more announcements to make in the next week or two here. So that's the one prong we're working on. And secondly, the private equity fund, we are also working very diligently on that. Of course, as you might have noticed, the subprime market has dampened the overall enthusiasm, not only in the U.S., but also internationally as well. But nevertheless, Vietnam is still a very hot spot, and we believe we should be able to conclude the fund in the next couple of months here. So that's another fund we're working on, especially Benjamin Grant, one of our managing partners, and Randy Lund, and Ken Barron, the gentleman who used to work with Goldman Sachs before, and Mike Sanderson's one member on our board who used to be CEO of NASDAQ in Europe, and also a CEO of Merrill Lynch in Canada for many years. So our people on that team, the fund team, we are working very hard to get it done. And then the real estate development, of course, we have the 491 budget going on right now. At the same time, we are also working to get ready for the relocation plan for the resident of the Tam Hai Island, and also the conceptual design and preparation for that site, which involves about over 600 hectares. It's a much bigger project compared to what we're doing here. It's almost like 1,500 acres in U.S. measurement. And then the overall plan with the South Hoi An, which involves a total of 8,000 acres, and there will be some more new developments that we announce as well. And we have some special situation projects that we're working on, not only in the U.S., but in Vietnam. So we have a lot to share with our investors and shareholders, and also the general financial community at the base and COVID.
Any updates for us in regards to Rancor Trading Group?
At the moment, actually I'm in Vietnam at the moment, but in the States and in Europe, our guys are working very hard, and I got constant feedback from Hort Rumba, one of our managing partners. We have several transactions pending at the moment, one or two very close, but of course, we as a public company cannot tell things ahead of time until they actually happen.
Right.
But things are going very well on that front as well. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, Henry, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
No, not really at this juncture. I actually want to touch base on the appointment of Urban Arena and Mike Trott as the principal. I think with Mike's experience and creativity, I think we have something quite unique here that is not available elsewhere in Vietnam, even in Southeast Asia, you know, because of the combination, you know, of the bluff, the waterfront, and the idea behind not only, you know, the bluff looking out at the sea, like a dark spot at night as other side, but here it's beautiful at night when you stand on top of the bluff overlooking toward the south at night, you know, with the Yung Kuk Bay, you know, it's spectacular, and that's why Mike is so excited when we had the meeting with CBA yesterday, and even Mark Carson said, "Wow, this guy, you know, I think that was, you know, how excited he is on this project," and we feel very fortunate to have Mike to be part of our landscape and pipeline design team with us.
In the press release today, I liked his the comment of Michael Schrock. He said, "The combination of majestic rocky cliffs and curving sandy beach really make it the Carmel or Pebble Beach of Vietnam." This is an exciting project, Henry.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, Dwayne. Yeah, I feel the same way. I think we are into something quite spectacular here, and we are so excited about it. And believe as the time goes by and things continue to unfold, we have a lot more to share with our listeners and our investors as well.
Well, our goal here at CFRN is to always locate incredibly undervalued situations with extreme upside potential that have men and women of integrity at the helm, and I do believe that we have found all of those in Providential Holdings, trading under the symbol PRVH. We've been talking with Mr. Henry Fahman, CEO of Providential. Henry, as always, a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Dwayne. It's always my pleasure to be with your station and also to keep in contact with our listeners and investors through this venue.
And we look forward to next time.
And thank you. Likewise. Bye-bye.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Pastor Dwayne Reeves, and his guests. This information should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed security broker or financial planner before making any investment decisions. You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.